Hello.
Hey Eric, it's CJ calling back from Archtop. Sorry, we got disconnected there while I was
That's
talking to
okay. That's fair
the
enough. I think I was talking to your neighbor too, because I think she heard the
Oh,
call.
okay. So what ended up happening is we have somebody got on their way right now. I do apologize for the confusion. It actually got assigned to someone that was not even in the area somehow. So
Oh, okay.
it was a system glitch where the system t like once we put in the order, it auto assigns for
Yeah.
someone, and it seems that it auto assigned to someone that wasn't even in the area.
That's
So I
fair.
do apologize for that. But we
Okay.
do have them coming out. I was told, yes, they were working on your neighbor across the street, and that they are definitely going to do their best, but they did run into a bit of an issue where they had to reschedule the neighbor across the street.
Okay.
Hopefully that same issue is not going to happen on your end, but I just wanted to make you aware just in case.
Okay.
They said that they weren't getting any light at the neighbors across the street, so they have to fix it over on the poles and the what's it called?
Yeah,
The junction boxes
the
that we have.
yeah, that's fair. Okay, no, I just want to
So,
make sure I was still on the schedule. It was a little odd when they
yep.
showed up next door and then left. I was like, oh God, I hope they didn't do the wrong house. But no, if it's all being worked on, that's great. That's all I needed to
Yes,
know.
absolutely. So they're going to come out, they're going to do the install, they're going to check for light levels. If there's no light, then obviously they'll be very upfront with you and be like, hey, look, we do need to reschedule. Here's the situation. And then we'll go from there. But if we get good light on your side of the street, then perfect.
Probably not, since they would be coming off the same pole and same line. So, okay, that's
Not
fair.
necessarily.
Oh, really? Oh, that's
Yeah, it's kind
interesting.
of interesting because each junction box has differences. So it really depends on whether it's coming directly off the pole or if maybe it's like one pole over that is having the issue.
Gotcha.
Again, we splice into a whole circuit. So the way that fiber works is that even if your neighbor has one that's like out, if you're attached to another part of the circuit, you may still get it. So it's kind of like the way the electrical grid kind of works.
Yeah,
If you
all
ever
fiber's
notice how
kind of
like
magic.
one
Yeah.
grid, if you're like
Yeah.
on the border of two grids and you get power from both sides and one side loses, you still have power from the other. Yeah, that's what
Yes,
happened to
that
me one
happens.
time.
Yeah, no, that's kind of disheartening when you're on the dark side.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we had at one point we had a car accident that occurred right around the corner from my house and it blew my transformer. And it turned out all the lights around the corner and like halfway up my street up until me. I was like the only one, me and further down the street had light still. Like my power went out for like 30 seconds, but it came back on and yeah, it was very interesting. So I was like, oh, I
Right.
must be on the edge of the grid.
Fair enough.
Because my
Lucky you that
neighbors on the
time.
left side of my house didn't have anything. The neighbors on the right side definitely did, though.
Gotcha.
But
Very
yeah,
cool.
so they should be on their way very shortly and they will get that taken care of, okay?
All right, I appreciate
Hopefully
it.
it runs smoothly, but I just figure I'll let you know just in case.
Well, yeah, new installs are challenging, so we'll see how
They
it
can
goes.
be, but
Yep.
usually it runs pretty smoothly for the most part.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're so very welcome, Eric, and thank you so much for calling Archtop, and I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week. If you have any further questions, feel free to ask the techs while they're there or give us a call. We're available
Okay.
anytime.
Yeah, if things do get set up, I'm probably going to want to talk to somebody about the modem slash firewall that gets installed. So that's call back and go for the technical support route on the tree.
Well, actually, if you want, because we also do the troubleshooting,
Oh, do
if
you?
you want, talk to the techs. They'll have a lot more information on it.
Okay.
Okay, so let them know
Fair
what
enough.
you're planning on doing as far as like the firewalls and everything, and they should be able to at least give you some advice.
Yeah, I have my own firewall, so it's for cable modems. They put them in bridge mode. I don't know if the fiber side does the same thing. So I'll chat with them when I get
Yeah,
here.
so that would actually be a good idea to ask the tech while he's there.
Okay.
He is very, very knowledgeable and very, very nice.
All
So,
right. Appreciate it.
oh, you're so very welcome. Have a wonderful rest of your day and a great week.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.